I think the perfect music background for this segment would be like a horror movie film role. But first time ever at Rosie on the House, I'm going to share with y'all through the experience of Chris and Linda Stanfield of Stampede Plumbing, the two things all of you are wondering. Why does plumbing only break when you're at the cabin in the White Mountains, away for the weekend? And why do the toilets only plug up when your mother-in-law is coming?
Because you're so special.
What is it about plumbing that only breaks at the most inopportune times?
It does, but I'll tell you, we can, 80% of most of our emergencies like that, we can prevent with just regular maintenance, an annual checkup. We can clean out those drains that will back up. We can help the toilets flush better before your company comes. We can look at the drains to make sure that there's no roots and things in there. We can check the garbage disposal. So there's a lot of emergencies that happen just because we didn't do the maintenance. It's kind of like your car. You're driving on a holiday trip, and you haven't maintained it all year long, and now you're stuck on the side. So we don't want to do that with your plumbing. But if you do have an emergency, you also want to know, what plumber do you trust? And you can give us a call 24/7.
At what number?
480-812-1855.
Now I'm going to run through just our top most popular articles in our do-it-yourself database. Question number one, are shower heads, replacing them, a do-it-yourself project?
Sure, I would say that'd be a fairly easy one. Just want to make sure that you got your good Teflon tape and a couple wrenches, and try not to let that shower arm turn as you're undoing the shower head.
Once it comes apart behind the drywall, then it becomes a serious project.
You know, like whenever I try to do electrical or something, it's always three or four trips for me. So even plumbing, I'm three or four trips around the house sometimes.
And a lot of them, they'll come with just the shower head, and you can unscrew it and screw on the new shower head with that neck sticking out. But the finish looks so different. Some people can live with that finish difference, but some of them do come with that extra neck. So your exterior finish from coming out of the wall to the shower heads all match nice and perfectly.
Yeah, and in theory, that should just screw right out, be no problem, but sometimes it does snap off inside, and then that becomes a bigger problem.
And make sure your main shutoff for your water is working
already
for the house.
Yes. Garbage disposals. What's the best way to keep them clean? From a plumber's perspective, the best practices for our garbage disposal.
You know, a lot of time ice will keep them sharpened. So a big cup of ice down there. The other thing is you can plug your disposal, fill up your sink 3/4 way, and then unplug it and turn the disposal on. And a lot of that pressure from all that water will really push everything out.
Can I do that with soapy, dirty dishwasher after the dishes, just so?
Sure.
I don't have to fill it a second time.
That's right. You just want that pressure and a lot of water at one time.
We've talked about technology. That's a pretty basic unit that's been the same for a long time. Anything different we've seen there?
With the disposals, there is. It's amazing. You know, we've been in business since 84, and I love offering plumbing service more every day because of the new technology, because of the new options. As a woman, I want my life to be easier in the kitchen. And one thing that we do have now is we have a wonderful disposal that is extra quiet.
I like that.
It can offer a spray smell, so it's nice and fresh and clean after you use it. And then it also will offer a type of a mechanism that will clean going forwards and then clean going backwards as it's on, so that you delay any more clogs and you get everything cleaned out of those blades. So there's a lot of extra items that we have in our disposals. And you can stop saying, I can't put that down. I can't put that down. It's really sad to hear a lot of people say, I can't put that down. My disposal's sensitive. You can choose to have a very, very hardy disposal.
Very cool. What is that clanging noise when I shut off my water? That's always a popular one that we get at the house, at Rosie on the House.
That's usually called water hammering. That's the water flushing quickly moving through the lines, and the valve shuts off so fast that the water hits and then bounces and makes that noise. Usually happens on like electric solenoid valves or quick turn handles. If you have that problem, the first thing to check would be your pressure. And then the second would be, they do make hammer arresters that we can put on to help that, or you may have a loose pipe, or there could be several things that are causing that.
Pretty simple fix.
Yeah, normally it is.
With the arrester. Sioux Chief is a brand we used to refer to a lot. That's still
You can put them on separate faucets, or they have them also for the laundry room, the washing machine.
And then, luckily, we don't have this problem a lot in most of Arizona, but we do get that hard frost every couple of years. Winter's coming. Hopefully, we get a good frost. I'd sure love to see the mosquito and fly population of next year be less than what it was this year after that wet winter or that wet fall leading into it. But pipe protection.
Yeah, you can pick up home pipe foam that you can put around the pipe and tape that on. That usually is enough for Arizona, at least here in the valley. If you get up north, you might need to do a little more, but that's usually enough. And disconnect your hose, when it's going to freeze that night.
So, and if anybody has a plumbing question, needs an expert, or I really like this term, water audit. We've talked about energy audits for years and years, and I think that's brilliant. We should have water audits.
That's right.
And if you need us, it's 480-812-1855. That's Stampede Plumbing.
Chris and Linda Stanfield, thanks for your time here this Saturday morning. And again, Stampede Plumbing, you can find them at rosieonthehouse.com plumbing or water treatment categories.